This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. For those of you who haven't been swept up by March Madness, here's an update. The Final Four this Saturday, Wichita State versus Louisville and Michigan against Syracuse. But why am I giving you a basketball update on a business show? Well, college sports is big business, and you can get dizzy trying to keep up with all the schools changing conferences in a chase for bigger TV revenues. Bob Bowlesby is commissioner of the Big 12. We're talking teams like Baylor, Kansas, Texas, and Texas Tech. Mr. Bowlesby, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So your conference, the Big 12, now has 10 teams, as I understand it. At one point, you had fewer than that. Why all the changes?
Well, you know, one of the ironies in college athletics right now is that the Big 12 has 10 and the Big 10 is soon going to have 14. So
right.
we're numerically challenged. But besides that, we have 10 members that we think has the right composition for the group of schools that we find aggregated. And so that's where we're going to stay for a while.
Now, I have read that a lot of major schools are getting big TV contracts or their own regional networks. How is that playing into all these conference realignments right now?
Well, there isn't any question that the television and media money is what's driving the realignment right now. And in my opinion, there are some very bad decisions that are being made by certain institutions based only on the money and not on traditions of rivalries and what may be best for the institution in other ways.
Give me an example of that. What's a bad decision recently?
Well, I think that the departures from our league, the departures of Missouri and Texas A&M, cause many people to have consternation about rivalries in football and men's and women's basketball that go back 100 years. And the additions of Maryland and Rutgers to the Big Ten are not completely understandable from a competitive standpoint, but certainly are understandable in the context of a business lens, which is the Washington, D.C. market and the New York, New Jersey market will deliver lots of cable subscribers.
Yeah. Explain this for people who may not be following this that closely. How much of this landscape shifting in the conferences, all this musical chairs going on, is about the sports themselves? I mean, are there conferences that are trying to gain strength because of football specifically?
Well, the popularity of football is really what's driving it. There isn't any question about that. And I think a good example that doesn't pertain to my league but to the Atlantic Coast Conference, I think what they found with the reorganization that the Atlantic Coast Conference is experiencing is that the majority of the value, even for a league that has the most storied tradition in men's basketball, the majority of the value in their media contracts is driven by the sport of football.
You know, when I think about all this conference realignment and the business of college sports, it does remind me of, you know, sort of an era of mergers and acquisitions. Do you think of yourself as a CEO or a commissioner?
Well, a little bit of both. It depends on what day. I think that some of the mergers and acquisitions thinking is probably apropos on this occasion. And I think that's unfortunate because what we've done is we've commoditized institutions of higher education. And I don't think that that's a path down which we really want to go. But that's what's happened. And it's about driving media subscriptions. And, you know, you wonder at some point, are there going to be those four super conferences or is there going to be one or two large, very large organizations that close everybody else out?
So we have to ask you before you go, Final Four this weekend, Monday, the championship, who's going to win it all?
Well, I'm certainly not going to get into the business of prognosticating. I am regretful that the Kansas Jayhawks weren't able to play their way through the regional and be our representative there. But, you know, I think there are some great storylines with this Final Four.
Bob Bowlesby is commissioner of the Big 12. Mr. Bowlesby, thanks a lot.
It's been my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And if you want to hear what the commissioner has to say about how much college coaches get paid these days, just go to marketplace.org.